Shola, several former MLB stars defend Judaism after Deshaun Jackson posts. Former NBA and NFL players, not so much. By Kevin Shola on July 11, 2020. An overwhelming amount of pro athletes, current and former, have voiced support for Black Americans in recent days. But what about Jewish Americans? That topic ran wild on social media this week after Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver Deshaun Jackson shared some anti-Semitic posts. Jackson posted a passage from a book containing a quote he incorrectly attributed to Adolf Hitler that reads, "The white Jews knows that the Negroes are the real children of Israel. That Jews will extort America and that their plan for world domination won't work if the Negroes know who they were." He also praised Louis Farrakhan, calling the Nation of Islam leader powerful. Jackson deleted that post. Other athletes took to Twitter to talk about Jackson's comments. Former Philadelphia Phillies Lenny Dykstra and Curt Schilling did not let the Eagles star off the hook. Dykstra got the ball rolling by tweeting directly to Jackson. "And yes, I know all about another Hungarian Jewish boy who was first known as George." Dykstra included a retweet from the official Auschwitz Memorial Twitter account remembering a little Hungarian Jewish boy, George Engel, who was murdered in a gas chamber in 1944. The tweet caught Schilling's attention. The two-time World Series champion weighed in with, "The second you detect a hint of Holocaust denial, just end the talk, block, and move on. The level of willful ignorance to not just think it, but to actually say it out loud is pathetic and embarrassing." Members of Easy Company 506th per 100 first know what they saw, and I got to hear it. Enter Larry Johnson. The former Kansas City Chiefs running back replied to Schilling's words with, "Blah blah blah, whine whine whine." That was Johnson's take on Schilling calling out Holocaust deniers. That's what he had to offer. If you think Johnson isn't getting the message, a former NBA player took things to another level. While Schilling and Dykstra stood up for Jews and Deshaun Jackson offered an apology for his posts, Steven Jackson ramped up the anti-Semitic rhetoric on Wednesday. While continuing to defend Deshaun Jackson, Steven Jackson wrote this to an Instagram Live user, "The Jews are the richest. You know who the Rothschilds are? They control all the banks. They own all the banks." Jackson went on to say he didn't think Jews were trying to divide Black Americans, but I don't think they stand up for us as much as they should. One day earlier Jackson wrote, "Your race's pain doesn't hurt more than the next race's pain. Don't act like your hardships are more devastating than ours, truth hurts. Never waste time explaining to people who never supported you anyway." Steven Jackson was lauded by many for taking a leadership role during the recent Black Lives Matter protests and riots. All of that is now taking a backseat to his outrageous comments regarding Jewish people. As for Deshaun Jackson, the Eagles issued a statement saying the wideout's words were offensive, harmful, and absolutely appalling. The team, which has a Jewish owner and general manager, added that they are continuing to evaluate the circumstances and will take appropriate action. "We already know what speaking up for the national anthem and wearing an O-on shirt costs in the world of sports." Now, since the Eagles have given Jackson a mere slap on the wrist for posting these hateful remarks, we see that wearing the shirt of a conservative network is a much greater offense to our sports elites than the spreading of hate. Follow Kevin Shola on Twitter at Kevin Shola.